13.2, the 2016-17 annual budget, strategic resource plan 2016 to 2020, and annual initiatives 2016-2017, adoption and declaration of rates and charges. Do I have a mover?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Goff. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos. Councillor Goff.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and I rise to commend this particular budget to the Council for adoption for this coming financial year. There's been a lot of work put in, involved in getting this together. We have been lucky at Manningham in that we have been preparing for not continuing on with, I suppose, rate rises that were around the 5% and they were forecast into the future. And when this council got together, we actually said, well, we just want to bring that down because we believed at the time, and that was 4 years ago, that what was an unsustainable amount to raise rates by, compounding over the years into the going into the indefinite future, which was a calculation that was a basis calculation for how we would sit into the future. So we went through a whole lot of processes of trying to draw that down, and each year you will note that they've gone down further and further and further. Now, there are two things that, that have occurred in Manningham over the last 10 years. First of them is that as one of our policy, when we're putting our rates together and our things together, we allocate at least 30% of ratepayers' money going into capital works. We make sure, and that's a base thing, we're going to have 30% of ratepayers' money going into building and doing things. And then the other part is that, and this is this council, is that instead of following just the EBAs of the organisation, we said we are going to give a 2.9% increase on the wages, and I think the EBAs at the time were a lot more than that. So we put those constraints on. So that meant that this we were looking for the leaner and better value for money over the time, which has enabled us to come out with a budget to keep all of our things going as best we can in this new environment. There is still cost shifting from other levels of government, but there are some wonderful things in this particular budget. First of all, we're spending $91 million on getting programs and everything running throughout our community. I think there are 45 or 46,000 ratepayers or ratepaying dwellings putting into this. But out of that, we've got about $51 million going into capital work to improve assets and to build things and to do things, okay? And that's a substantial amount of money. We've got the upgrade and maintenance of roads, and we've got some major road projects going ahead into the future in Manningham. King Street is one into the future. And we've got another major arterial roads that we need to actually work on that are our roads that we need to do. Commencement of the structure of the Mulla Mullum Reserve, the Highball Stadium. And, you know, that's a magnificent vision that was, I suppose, born in here about five, six years ago and is coming up to fruition within that. But I think we can anyone can read through a lot of the capital works programs, but I just wanted to note on one really important one, and it's one that council is going to borrow money for and go into debt for, and that is the $1.92 million to replace our mercury vapour streetlights with LED lights. And that is going to give us a substantial saving in money and a payback period. And so we're borrowing the money, we're putting it in straight away, and then in getting the reduction of what we are paying for streetlights throughout our whole municipality. The municipality itself, you know, we actually light all of that up. And those LED lights, and I think it's more than half, but most of that is paid off within the 7 year period. And if you go another 7 years, those that will be totally paid off that particular program. And that is one that I think is an important one for Manningham and in reducing our costs into the future. But we've got the trails, the Mulla Mullum trails, and one of the great things that we do here is the open space and the areas around, keeping that to a great condition. And in fact, not only don't we have factories and things like that to pay us rates, but we've got so much open space. I think the greatest amount of open space in any metropolitan city in Melbourne, or I think even in Australia with that. So we've got a lot of programs for sporting clubs, all facilities, all of our services, aged care services and other services are all in here. You can read through the budget. So councillors, I thank the officers and everybody that's been involved. I thank the community for their input into the budget process, which has gone out, and I'm sure the seconder will speak on that. And I'm getting to wind up, so councillors, please support this budget.
Thank you, Councillor Goff. Councillor Griffith-Gastopoulos. Thank you. Mr. Mayor, I wish to foreshadow an amendment to the budget. Thank you, Councillor O'Brien.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to move the following motion. The recommendation be adopted, subject to it being amended in response to reasons and rationale expressed in submissions to Council from retirement villages and residents. Proposed annual budget of 2016-17 be amended to provide a 10% differentiation rate to the general rate, be applied to retirement villages as defined in the Retirement Villages Act of 1986.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. We have an amendment for us, councillors. Do we have a seconder for that amendment? Councillor Downey. Councillor O'Brien.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, this does come back to us every year. And I recall about 2 months ago, I was at an event where I was approached by an elderly gentleman who said, "Councillor, why can't we get this debated in the public realm? Why can't we have a conversation with councillors and why can't we discuss this in terms of the differentiation in rates?" With that, I went to a number of retirement villages, to the committees. I sat, I listened, I engaged, which is what I think people expect councillors to do. I consulted, went back, consulted. Retirement villages came back and were putting their case forward and for a 25% differentiation in rates. I had some concerns about that. I expressed those concerns to the Retirement Villages Committee. I expressed that 25% is not a good place to start a discussion, considering that, well, I'll talk a little bit about NOC shortly, but perhaps 15% might be a realistic figure, but I understand that 10% perhaps might be the target here today. Councillors, I draw your attention to an amendment to the Local Government Act of 1986 that empowered the Minister for Local Government to set guidelines for the application of differentiation in rates. And those guidelines prevented council from applying differentiation rates that were inconsistent with those guidelines. Councillors, retirement villages are the fabric of this city and indeed of a community. The establishment of high quality retirement villages has the potential to attract residents from outside Manningham, which in turn contributes to the economic well-being of the region. And members of these facilities are required to contribute to the cost of maintenance and services such as street lighting, road, footpath, maintenance, library services, swimming pools, recreation and cultural facilities. Councillors, to put it bluntly, if a council considers differentiation in rates within a retirement villages, the reason it considers them is the duplication of services. Councillors, I draw your attention to three councils within not too far from here, Knox City Council, which on the 27th of June 2006 granted a differentiation rate to retirement villages in recognition, this is out of the minutes, in recognition of expenditures made by council on behalf of the retirement villages sector. This also included consideration that all rateable land makes an equitable financial contribution to the cost of carrying out functions of council. Councillors, the City of Kingston in 2014 granted a 10% differentiation in rate to retirement villages, citing that guidelines issued by the Valuer General have disallowed valuers from making allowances for the constraints imposed by the Operation of Retirement Villages Act. It is the opinion of Council, Kingston Council, that this has to be higher statutory value valuation for retirement dwellings, occasionally in an inequitable distribution of the rate base. A differentiation in rates for retirement villages is recognised for the special nature and class of this land as it would assist in the equitable distribution of the rate burden. Finally, Brimbank, which are under administration but are going to elect their councillors this year, granted a special rates consideration for the lake's retirement of, for one of its retirement villages, I believe is the only one they have, 4 years ago. And how that transpired is the resident's daughter drew residents' attention to the fact that she paid a less amount for rates than residents in the village, despite living on quite a large lot in the local area. The villagers argued that since the village provides and maintains its own roads, paths, street lightings, and council concurred. Councillors, it does have a number of financial and good contributions. It increased rate revenue to medium density housing, brings more retirement village operators, I believe, into Manningham. That, of course, has spin-off in terms of providing more employment and more social fabric into the community. Increased development in the region during construction and ongoing expenditure, of course, and we've seen that in Applewood, where there's been just this surge of new extensions occurring, and increase in terms of demand for people to obviously maintain those retirement villages. Councillors, I do put it to you today that this is something that we must be seriously entertaining in terms of a 10% variation to the retirement village, to the rate base for those in the retirement villages. I ask that you give this serious consideration.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Downey.
As councillors will be aware, this is differential rates for retirement villages has been something that I have been advocating for a long time. I had it in my election platform last time. I think at every budget discussion, I've asked for differential rates to be considered. At our earlier budget planning meetings this year, I asked for differential rates to be considered, and there was no appetite by any of our councillors to support me on that. After we had the presentation, and it was a very good presentation earlier this month, by the residents asking for differential rates, once more the councillors were asked if they were interested, and there was no interest. I said that I would like to consider it, but unfortunately there just didn't seem to be the support for it. I can see merits in it, and I think 10% is perhaps reasonable, and I would ask you to consider this motion.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Quiet, please. Do I have a speaker against the motion? Councillor Goff.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And it's interesting. This retirement villages, wonderful places. For people that actually buy into them, they're buying into a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle that people go into with their eyes wide open. They go in to purchase a property. No, they don't. The one great advantage, and it was pointed out to me this week by a person I was discussing it with, was no stamp duty on your purchase to get into that particular property. But the retirement villages are a body corporate. And like all other people living in body corporate facilities, they do have a body corporate fee. So they will be paying their rates, and they're also paying a body corporate fee. Retirement villages are great for people that want to live in a community together. Great for services. It's sort of like being able to live in a five-star hotel and just buy your little place. You have function rooms, facilities that are large. You have some have swimming pools, some have other areas that are around that they share, community halls, community rooms and areas. Some even have restaurants and whatever in their particular villages. For the developer, it's an absolute bonus. Retirement villages started getting very popular in the 80s, that is correct, because what it did was it enabled people to have a more intense development. Up at that stage, you probably need one dwelling in 500 square metres, and you could actually get past that if you called your development a retirement village. And so you saw much more dense development occurring at a time when our planning permits or a planning scheme would not allow that higher density. That higher density was given to encourage building of smaller houses in these areas and to make it higher. For the developer, that was great, because not only do you sell it once, but the people have to sell it back to you, or you get it back, and then they sell it again and again and again and again and again. It's a wonderful perpetuating thing. So it was those two drives that actually got that. But it's a lifestyle choice for people. Now, I've heard a lot about fairness and what is fair. Rates are not a charge for service. If it was a charge for service, and at the moment, each rate payer, around the 46,000 or so, actually pay about $78 for the library up here. Now, a lot of people don't use the library. So if we had to pay for service, we could say, do you want to use the library? And you charge $78. And if you don't want to use it, you don't get to pay $78. Well, they're not going to get as much money because people will not opt in. And then I can tell you the next year that it'd be probably $7,800 per membership to be able to borrow from a library if we did fee for service. I talk about roads, drains and whatever and lighting. Everyone puts in to pay for the lighting, not in front of your house, you know it.
Time, Councillor.
You pay, may I have an extension, Mr. Mayor?
It's been a motion to extend time, Councillors, moved by Councillor Griffith Christopoulos, seconded by Councillor Meg Daney. All those in favour? Against? Carried.
Okay. So basically, it's not for that, it's for the whole community. It's for the roads of everyone being able to get around every part. The retirement villages are gated communities. They're not open road communities. The people cannot travel through that to another area and out another gate. That's in and out the one gate. Now, you know, if I take at the moment, I think the average is at least $400 or $500. The average payment, and the average isn't an easy one, of a retirement village is around $700 or $800 a year. The average rate in Manningham is about $1,500, $1,600 a year. And if I take last rates in an old property in Bulleen, 1960s property, old lady living in it, pensioner, $2,300 was her rates. And with the prices going up, it's probably going to go up a lot more. What's being asked is not a rebate on this. What's being asked is that the rest of the community subsidise the people that live in retirement villages. That's what's being asked, because we're going to raise our money anyway. So if we don't raise it, if you don't raise it through this, it is going to be raised from the other people in the area because their rates were going to go up. So, Council, if I look at fairness, I think we need to be fair to all people. And if there are problems paying a rate, we do have schemes here at Manningham for people to be able to pay them over time, and there's a hardship policy. There are also pensioner rebates that apply to people that live also in retirement villages. So the pensioner rebates do go to those people. We need to give the relief to where it is due. And I can't see a difference between living in a retirement village or a body corporate or whatever. If you're an old person, you're living in these places, and I don't think it's fair for everybody else in our community to be paying the bill of some people that are in a retirement village.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have another speaker for the motion?
Mr. Mayor, can I ask a question?
Certainly, Councillor.
To whoever's responsible, the three councils that the previous councillor has mentioned, I believe that they're not all still considering differential rates with the new rate capping thing, and that they're looking at making some changes to their policies. Is that a possibility, or have I been misinformed?
Louder voice, please.
Kingston and Knox, in their 16-17 budget, are proposing differential rates. Frankston as well. So five councils that had differential rates in 15-16 are proposing to continue them in 16-17.
Five councils out of
79.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, can I request that we suspend standing orders for the duration of this matter?
Thank you, Councillors. Councillors, we have a motion to suspend standing orders for the duration of this item. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Seconded, Councillor Galbally. I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried. Do I have another speaker on the matter? Councillor Haynes. floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. No problem.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mayor and peoples, as a proud resident of Manningham for over 20 years, and now getting closer to looking at my retirement years in Manningham, this subject is close to my heart. Fortunately, I have seen and worked with many ageing residents within this community, and many of them are still at home in their homes. When we look at the figures, we have retirees and empty nesters are aged between 60 to 69. In 2011 census, it said we had 13,440 of those in Manningham. Seniors aged between 70 and 84, we had 12,538. And elderly over 85, we had 2,550. Now, I may suggest to you, since it's now 2016, that there's more, that there are a lot more. Within that, we have the figures that I've given you. We have been given figures that within our retirement villages, based on the figures that some people have put forward, that we have about between 12 to 1,500 retirement village properties. Now, those figures have been given to me about of 16 different facilities within Manningham. I will state that we do have over 28 aged care facilities and retirement villages in Manningham, so I still suggest that there might even be a few more than that. So based on that, if we had two people living in each of the retirement villages, and I was generous, I would say there'd be 3,000 people out of those 30,000 that I have mentioned within retirement villages. And I would suggest that it is very unfair and inequitable for us to consider a differential rates based on the amount of people we have living within our facilities, not only in our retirement village and aid care facilities, but also within their own homes. I also point you to the arguments against providing differential rates in retirement villages within our budget, that's already within our budget. These are things that have been discussed. I've constantly been to-ing and fro-ing on these issues and been pressuring our staff and a lot of questions to people regarding which way this needs to be, for my mind. And at this point, looking that there would be a significant number of residents who would be able to make a strong case that they also do not use equivalent amounts of council services compared to the council rates they pay. For example, there's a lot of council services I don't use, but I'm glad that I pay that little extra of the $40, $50 a year that we're looking for giving to others to be able to help the residents that are needing those extra services. So though I don't use childcare facilities or any of the others, I ask that our fellow councillors do vote against this amendment because of the unfairness and inequitable figures and things that I've mentioned here today.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have another speaker on the motion? Councillor Galvally.
Better get my mic happening. There is one point that Councillor O'Brien brought up, that it might bring operators into Manningham that might want to open up more retirement homes, and of course we're going to need them and we're going to want them here. But on the issue on rates, the internal charges for these, which, you know, to many organisations are body corporate fees or anything, but it's come to my notice that there's actually an inequality or a differential system in some of the existing residential homes. So within your villages, you're actually experiencing a differential rating system within your own areas. And the internal management is charging more to one person than they are to another, depending on how long they've lived there or whatever the criteria is, whatever it is, there is a difference. It may not be in yours, sir, but it may be in someone's. But to me, that is an inequality right from the outset. Now, I, like Councillor Haynes, have lived in Manningham for 20-odd years. I've experienced and used all the services in this area. My children went to all the sports grounds. They played football, they played basketball. They've done all that. They're grown up, they've gone. I'm in that age bracket between 60 and 69, probably bang in the middles there. So I'll be looking at moving out too, but there is no way known I'm going to expect to pay less of my rates and pass on that extra cost to some other family that cannot continue paying their the high costs of bringing up children and the high costs of joining their children up to sporting clubs and everything else. I would like to be a good citizen and ensure that these people that are less fortunate than me, that have still got to raise families, can do so with any help that I can do. And if that means I have to pay the same amount of percentage rates than anyone else, so be it. And I'll do that willingly, and I'm hoping that my other councillors would agree with that.
Thank you, Councillor Goldley. Do I have another speaker on the motion?
Mayor, I understand I can't move, speak further on this motion. Is that correct?
That's correct. Councillor O'Brien, you'll get an opportunity as the mover to sum up. No, you won't. Not as amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Christopoulos.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm also against this motion. Yes, I agree that this is a choice of lifestyle, a choice that everyone's made to go into a retirement village. But also knowing that when you move into a retirement village, that you won't have differential rates. That's also that choice that was made. I received a number of emails during the past week asking me to accept this motion, basically on the provision that they don't use a number of services, i.e. our library, our swimming pool, our kindergartens, our roads, or part of our roads, a lot of our services. So therefore, as a body corporate, do we then extend this differential rating system to apartments? They don't get their rubbish picked up by council. Some of them don't use the swimming pool. Some of them don't use the roads. So that applies also to me. I don't use some of those services, so why should I get differential rates? We do it not a charge for service, but on a fair system that we use in council. Yes, it is a difficult for us to do, but this is the way we've set it, and this is the way we'll continue to set it. So I urge councillors to vote against this motion.
Thank you, Councillor Griffith Christopoulos. Do I have any other speakers on the motion? Councillors, I also rise to speak against this particular amendment. Councillors, we provide services, it's been said, from cradle to the grave. And we provide those services for everyone in our community. No matter their age, their ability, their background, their culture, their faith, we provide services for everyone in our community. Immunisation programs, childcare, school crossing supervisors, libraries, care and maintenance of 300 parks, maternal and child health care, providing free services to families with children living in Manningham. We support 5 neighbourhood houses, disability support services to help people remain independent and living at home, emergency planning and management, from strategic planning to operation of emergency relief centres, food services supplying cost-effective meals, senior citizens clubs, community grants, many, many, many more services. It's not just drains, roads and rubbish. There is a huge and diverse range of services that we provide right across our community. We know how many people we have. We know how old they are. We know from which suburbs they're in, but that's about where it stops. We only know the addresses of households in this city. We don't have access to a lot more information than that. We can tell you that there are 3,700 or more unemployed people in this city. There are 28% of households, 13,000 people, who are couples with no dependents. 39% of households are couples with children. More than 18,000 households, couples with children. But guess what? They all pay their rates. Dependents or not, employed or not, the same as you and I, all of these people pay their rates on the same basis. That's just the way it works. The rating system may be imperfect, but it's the system the government has given us. That's all we've got. We are consistent. Irrespective of which services people in our community use, we all pay rates to the council in the same way. Everyone is treated equally. Whether you use the services or not, households are charged rates on the same basis. Property value times the rate in the dollar. Now, there is a reality that the average rate for households in Manningham is about $1,720 this year. The average rate for retirement villages is about $700 this year. That's a $1,000 difference. So people in retirement villages, on average, now I appreciate the average doesn't apply to everyone, that's the nature of averages. But that is the basis of it. In the end, 20% of our population is over 65. 20%, that's 25,000 people who are over 65. Those people all live in households, and the vast majority of those people are paying rates in some form. They're either paying rates because they own their own house or they're paying rates because they rent a house. But all 25,000 of those aged people are paying rates somehow. It does not seem equitable that we should single out one particular group because we can identify where they live, that they should get a discount over and above others. Councillors, we do provide a rebate. That rebate's provided by the state government. There are 9,000 pensioners who get a rebate from the state government that's a discount straight off their rates of $218. That applies to any full pensioner who applies for the rebate, they get it. So there are discounts available to full pensioners. There are 9,000 households in our city that get that. So discounts are available. But to me, I cannot see a basis for singling out this particular group of our community over and above people who are unemployed, the 25,000 aged people. There's a lot of other groups in this community that aren't going to benefit from this proposal, and I don't see the basis for doing this. But I would like to thank the community who have been advocating for it. You have been advocating your point of view on differential rate for some years. You've been doing it very well. It's good to see you engaging enthusiastically. See democracy in action. We do appreciate it. We respect it. But as it happens, my fellow councillors, I don't happen to agree with the proposal that's before us. Thank you, councillors. So, councillors, I would now like to put the amendment. Are there any more people to speak? In that case, we'll be putting the amendment. Those for the amendment. Those against? The amendment is lost.
Division.
Councillor O'Brien has called a division. Would those supporting the motion please rise to indicate their support? Councillor O'Brien, Councillor Downey. Thank you. For those against? Councillor Haynes, Councillor Griffith-Costopoulos, Councillor Gough, Councillor Kleinert, and Councillor Galbally. The amendment is lost. Thank you, councillors. And Councillor McLeish, yes, sorry. Thank you. I should include myself. Councillors, that particular amendment to the budget is lost. We are therefore now considering the original motion to adopt the budget as tabled. We have had the mover and seconder have spoken. Is there a speaker against the budget?
No, but can I mention one thing?
I just want to add. You have a question, Councillor.
Well, it's a sort of a question, is it?
You can ask a question, Councillor. Well, I don't
really
know if what you've got is a question.
It's a statement.
Councillor, you'd need to move to suspend standing orders if you wish to make a statement.
Okay, I move to suspend standing orders.
Councillors, we have a request, a motion to suspend standing orders from Councillor Galbally. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Haynes? All those in favour? Against? Carried. Councillor Galbally, I believe you wish to speak for the budget.
All that took longer than what I've got to say.
It does, yes.
Okay, it was about the street lighting that Councillor Gough was talking about, and he spoke very clearly about the economic benefit and payoff period for our street lights. But one part of it that wasn't mentioned, at least I didn't hear it, was it is actually going to save us a lot in greenhouse gases as well. So it's got an environmental benefit as well. And that's from day one, not over the 7-year period. So from day one, we get that greenhouse gas benefit. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have any other speakers on the budget?
Now that the floor is open, Mr. Mayor, yes.
Councillor Haynes.
Just to add that the organisation and the budget itself, the balance sheet, the statement of changes, I've been big on balance sheets and business in my life, and to see that we have a civic duty to do it, and we've done it in a way that is easy for people to read, to understand balance sheets for and against different things within their budgets. And if we all look at many of the reasons why we've decided to put priorities in and the financial dealings that we've done, I just want to thank the staff that each year the policies that we put in place get pushed to the forefront, and that a lot of the priorities really are for the community, and that the community is being listened to, and the items around each and every one of us and the needs of the community, and the fact that we have such a safe, caring community here in Manningham is really to be congratulated for the staff and for those that live in this community and for those that work hard to keep it the way that it is. And I just want to really just push the fact that this budget is a real... I clap my hands to the fact that it's an extremely good budget, and it's good to look forward with this rate capping that's coming up, that we've got everything in order and we planned for this way in advance. So I just thank the organisation and all the councillors for the work that we've done over the year.
Thank you, Councillor Haynes. Do I have any other speakers on the budget?
Mayor, I would just like to thank officers for their time in putting this budget together. All submitters who did make their presentation, which unfortunately I couldn't be at. And of course all councillors who have had strong deliberations into the budget. It's been... I'd certainly like to commend officers for that, Mr. Mayor, and it's a challenging budget, of course, one where we are in a rate capping environment, so I do thank for their expertise in putting that together.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Councillor Downey.
I'd also like to echo words of my fellow councillors and thank our officers for the diligence in which they've worked through this budget in the constraints of a 2.5% increase. And just to say that one of the highlights of the budget for me is that the Mullum Reserve will start. This is something where we had discussions in the last council and we started talking about it then. It's not going to be finished now, but I have seen the road that's been done, so there has been a lot of preparatory work done there, and I look forward to the next in the life of the next council when this will be reserved and I think completed. And I think the officers have done a great job, and I'm very happy with the budget.
Thank you, Councillor. Do we have any other speakers on this particular matter? Councillors, I also rise to speak in support of the budget. I am proud of what this council has achieved with this year's budget, despite the many challenges we've had with the pressure of cost shifting and the pressure of rates capping. Since taking office towards the end of 2012, this council has actively driven ongoing reforms. We have achieved a downward trend in average rate increases that is quite remarkable, indeed potentially historic for this council. Yet we've done this while honouring the key priorities we set to deliver high quality, responsive, value for money services. Over the last 4 years, we have achieved an average annual rate increase of only 2.73%. The previous council averaged 4.6% each and every year. That's a remarkable difference, councillors, and I know you understand how challenging it has been to deliver that. We're doing it by delivering more cost-effective services, despite and whilst delivering significant improvements to infrastructure and community facilities. This year's budget is quite remarkable in a number of instances. The new waste service contract is introduced this year. The waste services will be up to 24% cheaper for households. That's a significant improvement. For a household that keeps the same bin size, they'll be 9% cheaper. And they get new bins, and they'll still be 9% cheaper. We have more than doubled the investment into resealing and upgrading roads. When we started, the investment was $3.2 million. This year, it's $6.8 million. We have progressively expanded the investment in roads maintenance as a council. We should be very proud of that investment for the benefit of our community. We are just completing a $21.4 million investment to expand and improve Aquarina, providing better health and fitness and recreation facilities. It's just reopening to our community this week. That is something that we have built on the shoulders of the previous council. We've seen that project through to completion. The budget we pass tonight will see us invest almost half of the funds, complete almost half of the investment necessary to build the Mullum Mullum Stadium, the $19.6 million stadium. This budget sees us having completed half that investment. This will cater for a range of sports, basketball, netball, badminton, table tennis, volleyball, to name but a few. We've done all of that, and we've done it whilst keeping a lid on the rate rises. We have been very determined to do that, and we have delivered on our undertakings to our community. General rates are going up as prescribed by the government by 2.5%. On average, that will be $1,726. Unfortunately, this does not mean that the average property will get a 2.5% rate increase. As we know, the rates are distributed based on the value of property. As was said before, when properties increase a lot more than that 30% number, their rates will go up more than 2.5%. It's as simple as that. That's the formula the state government gives us. There's nothing we can do about that. We have to live with that formula, and the impact on our community will no doubt be felt, but it's felt every time, every year that this happens. It's just more evident in a year when the property prices have moved significantly. Councillors, the way that translates is pretty simple. 48% of ratepayers will be paying under 2.5%. 48%. It's the nature of averages. 51%, nearly 52, will be paying more than 2.5%. That's just the way the maths works. And if you add those two up, you'll find that there's only a small number of people that land on the 2.5%. That's the nature of averages. That's the maths of it. In the end, we should be proud of the budget we've delivered. We should be proud of the services that we're delivering to our community, despite the challenging environment. We are delivering quality, responsive, value for money services which foster growth, support community health and wellbeing, and protect our community's environment. And I commend the budget to you all. Thank you, councillors. Yeah. Councillors, there being no further speakers, I'll put the motion. Those for? Those against? Carried.
Division.
Councillors, there has been a division called by Councillor Griffith Christopoulos. Would all those supporting the budget please indicate their support? Councillor Haynes, Councillor O'Brien, Councillor Griffith Christopoulos, Councillor Downey, Councillor Gough, Councillor Kleinert, Councillor Galbally and Councillor McLeish. There being none against, the budget is passed unanimously. Councillors, could I please have a motion to resume standing orders?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Gough. Could I have a seconder? Councillor Griffith Christopoulos. Those for? Against? Carried. Ladies and gentlemen, the matter you, many of you were here for has been dealt with. Please don't feel you need to sit through the rest of the meeting, but you are welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting. We are happy to give you a few moments to move out. We appreciate that it may not be very exciting for you.
Well, everyone knows when mine is now.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.